T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This is Danny and Dusty.
It's not your problem, Doc. You don't have to mix up in this.
That is a hell of a thing for you to say to me.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, skin it. Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
I'm your Huckleberry.
The Fan.
Hour number 3, Danny and Dusty with you. Yesterday, you mentioned this at the top of the show. I was not aware that NBA Live on, or it's not NBA Live, it's ESPN on NBA?
Yes.
Or NBA on ESPN, their little live
whatever,
show.
Whatever they changed the jump to.
Yeah. They had a panel on there the entire time and did not bring up on a live program.
They talked about the Nets. And didn't bring up Kevin Durant
not wanting Sean Marks or Steve Nash within the franchise and him wanting to be gone.
Ultimatum of them or him. Yeah.
How do you do that?
A web you weave as Woj.
Okay. So what's going on with Woj? It seems like he's losing his scoops.
There's a lot. And, okay. Shout out to Ethan Strauss, who's documented this more closely than anybody else. Who doesn't know, Ethan was with ESPN for a long time, covered kind of the rise of the Warriors. And it was kind of like, every now and then it's kind of linked as a guy that chased Kevin Durant out of town in a weird roundabout way. But that's kind of the mystique of it all in the Bay. But, Woj is, to put it bluntly, a strange cat.
Okay.
It's kind of Game of Thrones-esque, where the power of his influence is like when he walks into a room, it's like kind of a kiss the ring kind of a deal.
Okay.
It's really interesting, is one way I would put it. Strauss had an article out earlier this week about an event that took place at Summer League. It was like Dinner with Woj, where he basically tried to get all of the GMs basically in a room at the same time to build his network of leakers. Because he operates on the GM and the exec side and the agent side. Shams is a player and agent side. So Shams has a little bit of the scoops from the agents, but the more powerful agents, well, I shouldn't say the most more powerful, because the most powerful right now is Clutch, and they are anti-Woj. But all of the other power brokers tend to leak towards Woj, and the executives in the front offices, they leak towards Woj while the players go to Shams.
I mean, it was the worst-kept secret that like Neil had a direct line to Woj.
He didn't leak any. He leaked. Neil leaked to 3 people. 90% of it went to Woj.
Yeah.
7% of it went to Dwight. 3% of it went to Quick.
Yeah.
That's if you just look at how things broke. That's
yeah.
I think, and this isn't like a shot at Jason or Dwight. It's just they were frozen actually, out by Neil.
But they were doing their job.
Jason went and got the Festus Ezeli scoop by going to the airport.
Yeah, thanks, Keenan Lowe.
Yeah, and literally got a tip from a guy that said, hey, I think Festus is on the plane. But that's just kind of how they ran things. And that's kind of some insight into Woj as far as like the favor trading that takes place. Well, Sean Marks, we talked about it earlier. If you look at the tree out of San Antonio, their tree has been like more spread out and impacted more front offices in the NBA than anybody. That's kind of where like the genesis of front office execs kind of come from.
Well, oh yeah, R.C. Slocum and Greg Popovich have done an incredible job of grooming Buford. R.C. Slocum. Yeah.
Yeah, no. The other RC. No, you're right.
RC Buford, yep. They've done a phenomenal job of grooming talent, yes. Both coaching and
the executive level.
Executives uh-huh. alike, yeah.
And Sean Marks is one of those guys. And so you take a look at, and again, the Spurs control everything, but it's a great place to be around because it's kind of the hub of like executive level work because of how many guys have come through there. So Woj just got his, you know, his teeth into Marks, and Marks has got a relationship with Woj, and they're both CAA guys.
Yep.
And Shams gets this scoop, and it's very clear where it comes from. It's Kevin Durant's camp that he wants out, or Marks and Nash fired.
I think that this is a very interesting thing, though, when you think about how to take in,
how to process the information,
news,
that comes
the
out.
News that yes. you're getting, because Woj is getting it from, it's coming from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
If it's coming from Woj, it's in all likelihood coming from the front office's side.
Always look at it as who stands to benefit.
If it is a Shams report, it's usually coming from a player. Okay, most of the time.
Yes.
I mean, this is not an exact science. And I'll say Chris Haynes is the same way as Shams. A lot yes. of his is going to be coming from the players.
From the player. And he's also the clutch whisperer.
But he will get some executive stuff as well, mm-hmm. Just because he's just a hell of a nice guy.
Yes.
But that's interesting that I think when you disseminate the information that comes out and you say, well, who does this, like the Kyler Murray thing, right? The mm-hmm. Kyler Murray clause in his contract, we're like, who does that even benefit in the first place? Nobody.
Yeah.
Which just leads you to believe like it was an upset employee that was like, why are we doing this? Screw it. I'm just going to release it.
Either a guy who didn't want Kyler or thought Kyler was being treated unfairly. I think it was one of those two branches.
I think it's somebody that didn't want him.
Yeah, I do too.
Because it's more embarrassing for him than anything else. But that's why, like, when that came out, it was like, well, who would release this?
Mm-hmm.
When you think of the reporters that they come from, that's where you go.
I'll give
like,
you a perfect example.
NFL's Schefter.
Yes,
is league, and anybody from the NFL Network, league.
Yep.
And Schefter will be very highly agent. Swaying as well.
Yes.
He will get...
There's been some stuff that's been a little dirty. Let's be honest. It is...
The Dalvin Cook stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll give you a perfect example here, even with Shams. In the article that he broke for The Athletic, there was a line in there about the framing of all of this, and mm-hmm. it's because Kevin Durant is professional and transparent. That's why this is coming in, which we all... I mean... this room can't contain the enormous amount of horse ass that is. Like, you need an entire silo to shovel all of that. Because Kevin Durant's neither professional nor transparent. He's the complete opposite of both. I love KD. Like, as a player, he's a top 15 player of all time. He's also a basket of cats.
Mm.
There's no rhyme or reason or reckoning, and that's okay. Not everybody is easy to manage and easy to deal with like Damian Lillard.
No, and he's also, you have to remember, Kevin Durant and a lot of these guys, they have always been...
The guy,
no matter what room they've walked into since they were teenagers. Hell, pre-teens.
Yes.
People.
It's happening at like 12, 13 years old now.
Adults...
You're going to the league.
Adults have been bowing down to them. Yep. It's a weird thing to go through. I mean, and that's why when we talked about Dame's camp, mm-hmm. the Formula Zero,
why it's so important.
That's where they find importance of it. And there's people, there are longtime scouts, pros that you'll find on social media are gushing over the Dame thing, saying, yes. No. This is the future.
Real.
This is where people will be able to actually learn. And the greatest part about it, and one of the smartest things that Dame has done, is it's just him and Phil Beckner.
Mm-hmm.
It's no shoe companies. It's not Adidas running it. It's not... You know, Gatorade.
Dame and his camp made
else.
Every effort to make sure that there was not associations of corporations.
So it will not become something also that involves teams.
Yep.
Right? You're not going to have scouts there that are learning. They'll know which guys go there mm-hmm. for sure. But
and guys will take notice of those guys.
Yes. And they'll get the roster of people that went, but they're not going to give the inside edge because hopefully it's all leading to in like 8 years when these guys are in the league, they all come to Portland when they're free agents, right?
There you go.
There we go.
That's what Dane said in the ground. It's a long game. You love that. But as far as like circling back to the Woj stuff.
Sure.
Strauss did an incredible breakdown of how Woj has kind of built this empire. And he's the senior basically editor and director for NBA coverage for ESPN. Mm. They pay him a truckload of money. I mean, in the newsbreaker scheme, Schefter gets the most.
Like 10?
Oh, I think it's 12.
Oh yeah. Good to be.
It's good to be the king. But he gets paid a truckload of money and he sets the agenda for what they cover and how they cover it. That's a real thing. And it's very interesting when you're looking at it, not just like through like Woj bashing or ESPN bashing or whatever it is you want to call it. It's just an interesting idea of how the media, quote unquote, covers things, where it's more important to be first than to be right or succinct.
Hmm.
And in what's really interesting, what's really interesting is they were neither in the Durant part. They were neither succinct nor were they first, which kind of makes you wonder what's going on here. There was a Strauss got a hold of a PowerPoint slide. I don't know who he got it from, but it was verified and it was all real. And it was a presentation that Woj had made where it showed how he was kicking the bejesus out of everybody else's newsbreakers.
Because he was.
In social media, which is today's currency. And it was literally like a slideshow to present to agents and to players as to why, and execs as to why they should come to him for their news breaking and news dealings.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I mean, like literal sales pitches. That feels like it crosses a line.
I would say so.
And so you start, once you start painting this picture, Shams did an article. I can't remember who it was for. I really want to give credit, but I can't remember who he did it with. But he doesn't drive for fear of missing a scoop. And during like the trade deadline and free agency periods, he has...
How responsible of him?
Well, wait until I get to this part. This is the insanity of it all. He spends between 18 and 20 hours of screen time during trade season and free agency a day. 18 to 20 hours of screen time.
Dear
so it, like this idea of like what this has become is really, really dark and disingenuous. It's interesting, but when you read this stuff, and I've tried, Brandon and I, when we do this with the Jack Ramsey show, we always try to dive into this stuff when there's news broken and like not necessarily the news. Why?
Yeah. Why is this coming out? Where is it coming from? It's because a really important part of getting your information.
It's almost become almost more important than the information. That's what's kind of sideways about the whole thing.
Yeah. Wow. Fascinating. And Shams has a ridiculous story, too.
Oh, his grind story was nuts.
He was a high school kid that just kind of like, annoyed
from Chicago to Milwaukee.
Annoyed his way into the NBA and ended up covering games as the high schooler.
He literally, because Milwaukee was kind of anti-Portland as far as the sense of like access, they were just like, nobody covers us, so sure, come on up and cover us. When they sucked at the time. So this is like 10 years ago. So this is like baby Giannis kind of a deal. But he got access early on, and he just badgered the bejesus out of people.
Super cool.
And was able to leverage it into the grindiest grind session of a career.
All right. There's your Woj update. That's fascinating to me as to why you don't cover the biggest story of the day is because...
He was protecting Sean Marks. It took 7 hours for ESPN, the worldwide leader in sports, to recognize and acknowledge that Kevin Durant had demanded a trade request.
Is that right? 7 hours.
7 hours. And that only happened after Joe Tsai, the owner of the Nets, came out and said, I have full and complete confidence in our front office and coaching staff, which in a sense is endorsing Sean Marks, which now that means the ESPN could go out and cover it because it now paints Sean Marks in a favorable light.
All right.
Nuts.
Nuts. Nuts, nuts, nuts. The now richest owner in the National Football League
also nuts
pulled a power move of epic proportions immediately following his, the vote to grant him ownership of the Denver Broncos. Mm-hmm. It's a Ron Swanson move and it's epic. Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Danny and Dusty on the Fan.
Yesterday, owners in the National Football League, they confirmed and voted in Rob Walton and his ownership group as the newest owners of the Denver Broncos. He is of the Walton family, which is of Walmart, which is, I think... Stan Kroenke's in that family, too. He married a Walton, didn't he?
Did he marry, or is his kid?
There is a
connection there.
I just went and I did the math. If you add up his wealth of $58.2 billion, that is more than the next five owners combined, their wealth, because the next closest owner is David Tepper at $16.7 billion. Then you have Jerry Jones at $11.8 billion, Stan Kroenke at $10.7 billion, Robert Kraft at $8.3 billion, and then Stephen Ross of the Dolphins at $8.2 billion. Those are the next five richest men in the ownership of the NFL. Those five... calculate to $55.7 billion. They are still 4 billion dollars short of Rob Walton. Oh my gosh.
So if you're wondering who's the biggest swinging in the room anymore,
yeah.
You don't need to know.
Well, at Mall of America where they voted for this change in ownership and made it official. Rob Walton did an interview. And in this interview, he pulled one of the biggest power moves you can ever pull. And everybody's like, he doesn't even know. Oh, no. I think he knows.
You don't not know.
I'd like to thank Commissioner Goodell.
Okay, we're going to hear that again.
I'd like to thank Commissioner Goodell.
Roger Goodell, Commissioner Goodell. Rob Walton
intentionally mispronounced.
You don't think he
Roger Goodell's
name?
How
many times do you think they've walked into a room? Roger Goodell.
Oh, hey, Mr. Walton. Man.
Roger Goodell.
Yeah.
Roger Goodell.
Yeah.
Oh, he says his whole name. Roger Goodell is 100% the kind of guy who says his whole name every time he introduces himself.
This is no.
The Tennessee Titans select Marcus Mariota.
This isn't a Mariota situation because Goodell, by the way, he's a big time name butcherer. He does it all the time.
Yes.
But calling him Roger Goodell is a power move that this brought me back to Ron Swanson of Parks and Rec.
Anne was getting a little chummy. When people get too chummy with me, I like to call them by the wrong name to let them know I don't really care about them.
That's a genius move.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Lester.
I think he Swansoned Roger Goodell.
I 100% think he did because, like you just said, who's going to oppose him? He just paid $5 billion for an NFL franchise, and he's worth more than next six guys combined.
Yeah.
He's going to walk into that room and not care one bit.
What do you think the odds are he just has no idea who Roger Goodell is?
Yeah, he's just like, give me my damn team.
I don't think he cares. That's the thing. It's like, I don't think he cares.
Yeah. Here's where I think the power move comes in. The power move comes in because of the fact that he's saying, no, this guy works for me.
Yes.
Again, you know how much I care about people that work for me? I don't. So I mean, here we go. Yeah. He's Roger Goodell is his personal greeter.
He walks in. He's rolling back prices and laughing at Roger Goodell. Man does not care.
Oh, man. I think that is fantastic.
The first time they get into a contract dispute, somebody's going to have their rolling back prices headline. 100%.
Yes.
100%.
And it needs to happen. It's why we do it.
With the winky smiley face, like in the lead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. All right. I'm on board with Rob Walton. I'm here for everything that he's going to.
If I was worth nearly $60 billion, I would butcher everyone's name just because I could.
Yeah. Why not?
What are you going to do to me?
Oh, why did you do that? Why not?
Because you don't matter to me.
Okay. Big news. Up at the Pink, here's Rust.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080, The Fan.
Of note here, quick note, this comes from Brian Fisher of Athlon Sports. Fox just had their earnings call today, and Lachlan Murdoch of Fox on the call said the Big Ten will be making an announcement on their media rights in the near future, and Fox will retain the current digital rights with the league, which is
the Big Ten Network.
Well, it's that third tier with everything streaming, right?
Yes.
And so that was the ESPN Plus. Why ESPN gave the big FU to the Big Ten was because
we're not going to allow you to use ESPN Plus and Fox's digital platforms.
Well, no, we don't.
They want exclusivity.
No, we want some of that. And if you're not going to give us any, then we're not going to pay you $380 million want. Yeah.
You're not going to split that up.
Bye. Which is a really interesting one, that the digital rights are going to be a sticking point. And here's the thing with the Pac-12.
George Kliavkov was very adamant about what they wanted to do in that domain.
Larry Scott didn't sell his digital rights. The Pac-12 owns all of it. They own it all. And that is a good bargaining chip as you head into it.
ESPN can monopolize those because now they have all of the rights available because they won't have the inventory spoken for.
Nobody's effed with it yet.
Nope.
So,
Virgin rights, as it will.
Maybe something that is okay with the...
To be honest, like most news has been bad for the Pac-10, Pac-12, whatever you want to call it.
That's this, a very nice way to put it.
This is, I don't know if good news, but it's not bad news.
No, the last 2 days have been okay.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Like if
last 2 days have been
if
all right.
If you're still hanging on, like this is you're not falling down the rope anymore, but you're not climbing up either. You're still hanging on.
Yeah. All right. Well, we had the Freaks List was released today from Bruce Feldman. He does it every single year, and I love the Freaks List. I think it's great.
I've had it up all show, and I just keep scrolling down and like reading more and more. Yeah. It's bonkers.
It is the list where basically every year Feldman goes out and he asks strength and conditioning coaches, head coaches, all right,
give me the real numbers.
Who are your monsters that you have on your team?
Who are your workout freaks?
And it's pretty interesting. There's a lot of the same teams that pop up here. Michigan pops up.
They have a type, ladies and gentlemen. It is workout monsters.
And they have Mazi Smith, who is the defensive tackle for them. He is 6'3", 337 pounds. He is the number one freak in the country. He does 22 reps on the bench, but not of 225, of 325.
Yeesh.
His close grip bench press is 550 pounds.
Which that's the most insane thing here is the close grip bench is 550. What?
Which means it's all triceps.
Yup.
His vertical leap is 33 inches. His broad jump is 9 feet, 4.5 inches. And oh, by the way, they had to create a new machine, to facilitate his rotation. They have a rotation machine that goes up to, was it 600 pounds?
Yeah, 300 pounds each side, and he threw everything on it immediately.
And basically, this rotation machine is a good indicator of, like, how you can move another human being. So it's a
your
push
core
and a,
rotation push-pull.
It's a push and pull at the same time. He broke the machine at 600 pounds, so they had to modify it to go up to 800 pounds for him.
And you can see how somebody this big, this explosive, what? Is going to be... This is Aaron Donald stuff.
Yeah.
That's really what this is. This is Aaron Donald stuff, like where you are a freak of freaks. You are not. Yeah. They also have, what is it, 7 stairs? Each one's
26 inches
high. And the team record for hopping up these is 2.21 seconds, which is dumb fast. He did it in 2.82. And when you watch the video, it is terrifying to see a 340 pound man set, reset, and load that fast.
Yep. Okay, so that gives you the indication of, like, that's number
that's
one
the
freak.
Bar.
Number two is Marvin Harrison Jr., Ohio State wide receiver, son of Marvin Harrison, Colts receiver, 6'3", 200 pounds, does 22 reps of 225, not 325, was. He's quicker than all get out, has a 3.94 pro shuttle, did 10.9 in the broad jump. He's number two freak. Number three is Miles Murphy, Clemson defensive end.
I feel like Clemson always has one of these guys.
They do.
You're like, what is that human being?
And these freaks don't mean that they're going to be great players because, like,
Clelin Ferrell
was one of them, yes. Clemson guy. But he is number three. What's interesting is the Pac-12, DJ Johnson from Oregon comes in at number four.
This is not surprising at all. He sat down with us at Pac-12 Media Day, and my first thought was, bleep.
Yep. This is when we talked to him. I was talking about, like, he plays offense and defense. There's a reason why, because he's a twitchy, ridiculous athlete. It says here at 6'4", 275 pounds.
Which is hilarious, because they had him listed at 240 on the last one that I saw.
He is running 22.88 miles per hour on their GPS. He benches 455 pounds and has a 655-pound sumo deadlift.
So for that GPS speed, 22.88, that puts him in, like, wide receiver category. That tells you his top-end speed is elite, 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 elite. And he's doing it at 6'4", 275. And I'll tell you what, again, when he sat down, it was, oh, this is a dude. He is a monster.
Yes.
Like, he stands out in a room of monsters. That's when he sat down, it was, oh, he's one of those guys.
Of note, Christian Gonzalez, Oregon has four players on this list of 100, and they have four of the 9 Pac-12 players. transfer corner Christian Gonzalez from Colorado to Oregon. He's on this list as hitting 23.3 miles per hour on the GPS, have a 42-inch vert, and power cleans 325. My God.
That's a hell of a power clean for a 200-pounder.
Oh, man. And then Noah Sewell is 42nd on this list because he's runs almost 21 miles an hour at 260 pounds. He also benches 425 and does a 655-pound deadlift, and power cleans 345.
The one on here I thought was really interesting is number 27, Oregon State.
Hold on. I'm going to go through all the Oregon guys. Sorry. You got Justin Flo is at 76. Yep. We all know he's a monster as well. Those are the four Ducks that are on there. Then you get to one Oregon State Beavers on there, and he's actually from Oregon. It's Luke Musgrave, the tight end at 27.
And now, I knew he was an athlete. We talked about this before the show, because when he sat down, we joked. I'm like, it's got to suck to be a big, strong, good-looking kid in college, right? It's got to be just a miserable idea. And then you realize he's 6'6", 250, and he ran a 4.5, 140.
Yeah.
I was with you right there up until you got to the size part. I know how he feels.
Specimen.
Yeah.
We got a specimen over there.
But I mean, I knew he was an athlete. I didn't know he was that kind of athlete, that he was that twitchy at that size. I mean, those are NFL numbers. I mean, he's got a 36-inch vert, a 10-1 and 3/4-inch broad jump, and a 4.21 the agility. I mean, when you're in the 4.2 at your 6'6", 250, that's flexibility, that's mobility, ability to change directions. And again, when he talked to us, the thing he said was, you know, I gotta really concentrate on my ability to block, which is basically saying I need to, in order to get on the next level and play in the NFL, I got to be able to at least play on the line of scrimmage a little bit, because I've got this whole athleticism thing down pretty well.
He's got to be more physical and be a meathead. This list is always funny because you just kind of sit there and think about, like, how insanely athletic you have to be to be out there on Saturdays. And what I find should be a good note for Oregon fans is that these four guys that are on this freak list,
these are contributors.
Not just contributors, it's four of your best players.
Yeah. No, that's what I mean. Think about dudes. It.
Christian Gonzalez, Noah Sewell, Justin Flo, got to stay healthy. And then DJ Johnson at number four. DJ Johnson played dang near 100 snaps on offense and 150 on defense. Like, that is a guy that is on the field a ton for Oregon. Luke Musgrave, he is going to be relied upon heavily for the Oregon State Beavers.
Yes.
That's an awesome sign that it's translating to what you're getting on the field, too. Not just find a freak and throw him out there and hope things go well.
Here's the other part of this.
Because the freaks exist.
Oregon has done a really good job over the last 15 years of getting freaks, but they never had size. Now they have size. And that's where you see the translation. Like, a guy like DJ Johnson, he's playing on Sundays.
Yeah.
Sewell is going to play on Sundays. Flo is probably going to play on Sundays. Like,
Flo will. DJ Johnson is, he should.
Yeah,
he should.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're not questioning. You're not looking at them like, well, are they big enough? Like, can they play in the modern NFL? Blah, blah, blah. Like, these are dudes. They're all 240, 250, 260, 270. They're all big, big dudes. And I think that's, if you're looking at Oregon, that's the thing to take away from this, is you have top-end freaks with real size. That is the transition that Oregon has really made over the last 10 years. Before we get out of here, though, we've got to mention the punter.
Yeah, oh. Yeah, Andy, is he from Wisconsin?
Wisconsin, of course. Andy Vujnovic, I believe is how you say it. But he does the same Turkish getup that Aiden Hutchinson did in last year's list. He is six foot three, 230-pound punter who is built like a Greek god.
Why is he just a punter? What's wrong with him?
I don't know. This guy took Sebastian Janikowski's size and turned it into muscle.
Yeah, go do something. Go do something cool.
He's also got a
kick really high. Actually, I tell you right now, punter is pretty awesome. I'd love to be a punter.
He is making Pat McAfee proud. He also, we're talking about the agility time. He had a 4-second flat agility time, and he had a 35-inch vert with a 400-pound bench.
That is the most Wisconsin thing ever. It's like, of course he goes to Wisconsin. Yeah, just freakishly strong
He's
dude.
A punter, man. Like, that is just
know. They bonkers. Get them out of here.
I will say this, though, too. Beyond the obscene stuff that happens in this list, there are so many great names in college football. My God.
Yeah, that's coming out. That's coming out later. The all-name team will be out soon once media guides start coming out.
Oh, man.
But the all-name team is great. This is, by the way, we're talking about the Bruce Feldman Freaks List, the 100 biggest freaks in all of college football. He does it every single year, and he has it out right now at The Athletic, if you are looking for that. One Husky is Cam Bright. He made the list as well. Linebacker, who's 6 foot 225 and benches 425. Jeez. These guys are monsters. I mean, they ran a 4.640.
I mean, monsters of monsters. That's the thing, man. It's just you start reading this stuff. They throw so much of it at you. It's like, oh, it's no big deal.
I have an honorary bench press of 425 pounds. Next on The Fan. Bum, 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 bum.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080 The Fan.
We wrap up today's show with little Aaron Rodgers. He's doing more interviews now, even though he seems to hate the media and tells us how much he hates the media. Hey, try to get Aaron Rodgers on. Maybe we'll come on. Go ahead, Russ. Go try that. As he just laughs. Russ is just over there laughing.
Giggling.
Rodgers was on Mad Dog Radio, and his list of accomplishments is pretty long. I'm just going to let this go. This is credit of Mad Dog Sports Radio.
I don't say this as a cliche. I say this as heartfelt as I can. I want to win the championship. Mm. I've had all the individual success I could possibly ever have dreamed of accomplishing. I've got four MVPs. I'm an honorary black belt. I'd like to win another Super Bowl. That's most important. Everything else would be just purely icing on the cake.
Aaron Rodgers has a lot of faults, but he is actually a pretty funny guy, and he delivers it straight and dry.
Just deadpan as can be.
I'm an honorary black belt.
That laugh is actually not Dusty or I. That's the interviewer trying to keep it together.
No, it's so good. Like, I'm an honorary black belt. I'm an honorary 425-pound bench presser. That's me. I was given that by the Bench Pressers of America. So,
what means less, honorary black belt or honorary PhD?
Ooh. Let's see here. Well, both can lead to getting your butt kicked.
I'm an honorary skinny guy.
I'll say you are at heart. I think the coolest honorary tag you can get is being in like an honorary lineman. Like when the offensive lineman will be like, hey man, you're an honorary lineman.
You can ride with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They did that on my 21er. Regretted that.
You don't have a mask to keep up, buddy.
Yeah. It was, the 21st birthday with the lineman. It was a hell of a thing. They were the only guys that wanted to go out on a Tuesday though,
because they will go out on a day that ends in Y.
Well, and it was not just a Tuesday, but it was the day before Cinco de Mayo. So they were like, yep, let's go.
You had to get the liver ready for the next day.
To answer your question, I will go with honorary black belt means less, because if you say I'm an honorary PhD,
it means you paid for it.
Yeah. No, you're just like that's a smug thing, but somebody may try and try you on the honorary black belt thing, and you'll be like,
physical pain as opposed to mental anguish of the honorary PhD.
The mental anguish won't bother me.
Yeah,
at
that's
all.
What I'm saying.
Physical pain will.
Yeah, that's fair.
I won't care. Like, if they're giving out the honorary PhD to me, they've got bigger issues with their standards at that school.
I mean, Southern has illustrious standards.
Oh, they're not giving me honorary anything. They know me better than that. Being an honorary member of a fraternity is the best way to go. You don't have to deal with the S, and you don't have to do the sleeping on the porch. You just come there and party all you want to.
That's tracks.
No elephant walk.
What's that?
Tune in tomorrow to find out.
I'm not going to say.
Mariners sounds up like on the Yankees that. By one, top of the seventh. Rays still throwing a shutout. It looks like we're going to have quite the
Robbie Ray is pitching. Yeah, you said the Rays, and I was like, the Rays?
No, I said Ray is.
Yeah, I know. Ray. Okay. I thought you said Rays you pitching a shutout, and I was like, wait.
Yeah, only two hits given up by old Robbie Ray.
He got into it real early in the game, and we thought maybe there might be a quick hook, but the Mariners might steal the rubber match here from the Yankees and keep things
good
rolling.
For them. Good for them. Let's go.
Go M's.
Go Mariners. All right, if you missed any of the show, check it out. Les Schwab Tires Podcast, 1080thefan.com. Up next, you got Primetime with Isaac and Souk. Tomorrow, Michael Sean Dugar of The Athletic joins us. Have a great Wednesday. See you Thursday right here on The Fan.
Bye.
I'm an honorary black belt.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.